Mordy's ears were still buzzing from Azio Bardwing's hoots, long after he had ended his song. Despite her suffering, she clapped enthusiastically with both ears and paws in the approved hair manner.
Oh, I say, super hunky-dory, what? Well done, Azio!
The owl preened his feathers and took a bow.
Aye, it was rather greedily, even though I say so myself. Hearken, lass, shall I sing thee another?
The hermaid protested vigorously.
Oh, good grief, no! You must save that spiffin voice of yours in case an attractive young owl flaps by. Please don't wear your blinking beak out on my behalf.
The owl put aside his owl harp reluctantly.
Mayhaps you're right, lass. Hey, up! You're not feeling well.
Mordy lay back with a paw draped across her brow, doing her best to look pale and interesting.
Oh, I'll be all right. Just aching a trifle from the rocks those lizardy blighters chucked at me. I feel a bit tired, that's all.
Immediately, Azio became the model of sympathy and help.
Right, you lie down there and get a good owl'd sleep, lass. I'll see to the fire and keep it going. Don't worry about out now. I'll be up in yon tree, keeping an eye out for thee until dawn.
That night, Mordy slept safe and sound, knowing that she had no need to worry about sneak attacks, with Azio Bardwing in the tree overhead, protecting her. Mordy rose refreshed. Dawn had already broken, promising a warm summer day. Woodland birds' song could be heard far and near as Mordy blew on the fire embers, coaxing them into life with twigs and dried moss. She liked the woodlands. They were a pleasant change from heathland, mountains and shoreline. The shadow and light of trees affording sunlit swards, placid dimness and dappled aisles amid the big ancient trunks. Stretching and yawning, Mordy looked up into the oak foliage. She was not best pleased by what she saw. There was the owl, fast asleep. Muttering to herself, the hermaid laid out some scones for toasting.
You have a good night's sleep and all, and I'll watch out for thee, lass. Ha! The bloomin' old fraud. I could have been jolly well murdered in my own bed, with him snoring his confounded beak off right over my head. I'll let the blighter snooze on for that, see if he gets any breakers off me. Fat chance. Anyhow, a cad like that probably doesn't eat respectable tuckwot. More likely he stalks the blinking neighbourhood scoffing any wretched reptile that blinks an eye at him. Sleeping on duty too. By the left, he'd be on a fizzard if old Major Mull caught him napping.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Is that toasting scones I smell?
Azio came flapping down from his perch, almost knocking Mordy flat with a heavy buffet from his wings.
Well, ain't this grand toasty scones? And I see they've got honey to spread o'er 'em too. Ecky thump, lass, thou art a little treasure and no mistake.